That's a good question. You know, what happens if you're at the ballpark and a tornado warning breaks out? Adam McKelvey has covered the Brewers for like 25 years. I don't know if this has ever popped up where he's been. Maybe it was an outdoor stadium where you really had to get out of Dodge. But indoor, Adam, I've heard some loud cracks of thunder, seen some lightning throughout the panels. But I don't know if there's ever been a tornado warning in a game that I've been at American Family Field. How about you?
No, not that I know of, but now you're making me nervous about this.
No, that's legit. It could happen tonight.
But at least we have the roof. I was there once when there was some rain coming in.
Well, yeah, they had some leaking issues,
like,
yes.
Okay, we have the roof, but there's some rain coming in. I think this happened at Packers game.
When the wind whips in such a certain way and it's really going, you get the water that comes in the ballpark. But still, I mean, I'll take that roof all day. I remember one time in St. Louis, there was some really severe weather. And I can't remember what I don't think we had to move out of the press box. I know they have the fans. I've seen the fans be asked to leave the seating bowl, and they just to move on to the concourses. So I guess I have been there when that happened.
No, that's a legit possibility tonight that a tornado warning could sound off while, I don't know, Jacob Mizorowski is throwing a pitch to Vlad Guerrero Jr. or something like that. But nonetheless, the Brewers got to find a way to get a win here, Adam. But I did want to start with the news of Christian Yelich. At a time when the Brewers really couldn't afford to lose another key bat and offensive performer, they do. Adductor strain versus hamstring strain. Is one really better than the other?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's all lower body stuff is all bad. And you obviously could, anyone who saw Pat Murphy describe that post game on Sunday knew that it wasn't good news, that they had a good sense when there's fluid on that, it means that it's not good. So I don't know anything about a timeline, but I do know that you're talking about that on top of Andrew Vaughn and you're on top of Jackson Churio. And we've seen the Brewers pretty compromised against left-handed pitching, especially with those two right-handed hitters out. And then, Yelich is a guy, obviously, that hits everybody right and left. And he'd been off to a good start. One of their, productive hitters. So it's bad timing. It's just all it feels at times in this game like things kind of add up. And especially when they go through a 5-game losing streak, there's not results on the field. You obviously can point to the injuries as a reason for that. But look, there's also, as Murph says, it's also opportunity. It's a chance for a team to show what it's all about. One of my strongest memories of last season is remember that when they went on that 14-game winning streak, that coincided with the start of Jackson Churio going on the injured list. Hmm. So, that was a big loss at the time, and everybody was real worried about it. And then they went on a winning spree with Andre Monasterio and everybody else kind of coming through in big spots. So it is possible to look at it as opportunity. It means that other guys are going to come up in big spots and have a chance to impact.
And I like the younger guys and different guys having a chance to come up, but I do worry a little bit about Christian Yelich, and I feel like some fans are worried too. Should we be worried about Yelich and his injuries? I know when this first happened, and I think I was even looking at your post that you quickly put on X and checking out some of the reaction. I mean, there was a lot of course he did, same beep, new year, just talking about all the injuries that Yelich has had over the years.
Well, yeah, and I think in his defense, he's coming off 150 games last season, which was a really good, healthy year, 29 homers. He had his first 100 RBI season since 2018 when he won the MVP award, and it is really easy to get frustrated with injuries. We saw that with late career Ryan Braun too, right, where he would be out with something and everybody would get really frustrated, and it's easy to forget the fact that he played 150 games last year in the best regular season in franchise history and was obviously a huge driver of everything that happened. I would just guard everybody against letting the frustration blind you to the fact that injuries happen in this sport, and they happen to everybody, and they happen to great players. They happen to average players. So Christian Yelich is what, 33 years old. Anybody who's 33 years old playing beer league softball can recognize that injuries happen. I'm not trying to say that Yelich doesn't have better medical care than those of us playing beer league softball, but they just happen, and you just have to deal with them, and you just have to adjust. And it's why we always go in this battle with Pat Murphy in the front office every spring training, where we're asking all these questions about the opening day roster and who's going to be on the bench and how are they going to navigate this and that. And all they want to talk about is depth, because they know that the opening day roster is like one tiny snippet of this long season in which you're going to use 60 guys. So they think of things always in terms of stockpiling depth so that when the injuries happen that you know are going to happen, you can try to find somebody else to fill around and hope you have enough good players to get through until you can get a little healthier.
This is all about the Wisco uniforms, isn't it? Right? I mean, 0-3, clunkiness, errors, the Nationals playing well, right? It's all uniform related. No, I kid. But it is uncommon to see a 5-game losing streak under Pat Murphy. This is kind of a rare spot for the Brewers to be.
Well, it's their first one. They didn't lose. They were the only team in baseball that didn't lose 4 games in a row his first year, right? And then they had obviously 0-4 last year, and then another 4 games did, if I'm not mistaken. But I mean, they have just avoided losing streaks of any kind as a team, and credit to them for doing that. It's one of the main reasons that they've kind of bucked these projections, and everybody thinks they're going to be a 500 team and they win 97 games. And a huge part of that is just avoiding the skids that every team, even the great teams, go through. So this is uncharted territory, and it's frankly for us, it's our first time. You know, Murph famously is the bench coach, took losses hard, really hard. And I mean, that's okay. You kind of want that in the guys that coach and play for your team, because nobody wants to lose. But it's our first chance, you know. Now he's got to sit there twice a day with the media and talk about these losses. And again, on Sunday evening, if you watched that post game, you kind of saw how much this stuff wears on him. And it is a little bit uncharted for the Bryce Terang and Sal Frelick and those types of players. So we'll see how they come through it.
Not to go back to the whole Wisco thing, because I personally have never used the term in my life other than to talk about these City Connects. Even though I've heard it, I've never, even growing up in Milwaukee, have never personally used it. But, Adam, I did like your writing the other day. After playing a whole series in their new City Connect uniforms, the Brewers still haven't put the W in Wisco. That was a good one. I like it.
I'm just needling everybody a little bit. You have to smile a little bit in tough times. Look, I feel like I'm the least annoyed about Wisco, and I don't mean to be biased or whatever, or homer or whatever, but I mean, I guess walking down State Street in Madison, I have seen plenty of hoodies that say Wisco. The stores at the airport, I've seen koozies that say Wisco. I don't know. I guess I'm less annoyed by that, even though it's never something I've said out loud. I think the solution, a player who I won't name because he probably doesn't want to get pulled into this, said that if you were at American Family Field, you saw that on the scoreboard they had Brewers and the Bobber in that new font and the new color scheme. It's actually on the uniforms, but it's like tucked in. I don't know if that image has circulated at all. But
I love the Bobber. It looks like a grill. It looks like it looks like they should be selling a grill as a Bobber, too. I really enjoy it. I enjoy the Bobber.
It's the grill logo from the first iteration of City Connect, that they kind of modified into a Bobber. And it looks really cool with the Brewers. And that would look really sharp across the jersey. The problem is you just can't make changes like that on the fly.
No.
And the other thing is, like, maybe live with this a little bit for a while, and maybe it'll grow on people.
Maybe we'll all start using it.
We'll all, I don't know if we're going to start saying it, but I will tell you that the guide they will use of whether this was a successful or unsuccessful launch is how many people show up in the stands wearing those jerseys.
True.
Because you saw those Brew Crew jerseys everywhere. And when we were on the road with the Brewers, you saw those powder blues everywhere. So let's see if we see the Wiscos in the stands. And if we do, I think the folks that put it together will feel like this was a success. I like the colors a lot. And I know that the Wisco is holding a lot of people up, and maybe there's not been as much commentary about the rest of the uniform, but I think they're really cool. And I didn't even notice this, but someone pointed out that if you take that W logo in the Wisco and flip it upside down, you do kind of get the hidden hidden logo thing again.
Hmm. Like the M for Milwaukee, like the script that they used to have when they had the Sheaf of Wheat, too?
The loop, if you look at the loop, what does that turn into?
Oh,
got to
kind
of flip
it
upside down. I'll let people do it themselves. But I think, I don't know that this was part of the design, but somebody pointed out that it's sort of a side effect, that there's the little hidden
letters. People are just finding things now. It's like Taylor Swift and her Easter eggs.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, if you want to find it, you can find something.
Hey, just don't do it while you're driving, please, okay? Wait till you get home. But they're all in on it, and it was cool to be at the park on Friday night when they were kind of leaning into all the color schemes, and you could get a drink out of the bobber, right? It was like $9 to put anything you want in it, so it was definitely cool stuff. They just need a win here, and it should be easy tonight with the Blue Jays in town.
Yeah, the Blue Jays are famously not very good recently. Yeah. No, it's going to be tough, and it's Mizorowski on the mound. It's a good night to have him on the mound. He leads the majors in strikeouts unless somebody surpassed him in the last 36 hours. I haven't looked at the stats this morning, but he's struck out a bunch, and he's that young pitcher who's, so far in some of his starts, he's been great, and then one inning has kind of tripped him up. I mean, how many young pitchers have we seen fight through that early in their career? His next task is to sort of avoid that hiccup at the end of an outing, and he has a chance to be really good.
All right, Adam, you might want to tip Garrett, the parking attendant, with a bottle of bourbon or some beer so he can park in the South Dock instead of having to trudge out to the parking lot.
Word is Greg has done that.
It's going to be wet tonight. Be cautious at the ballpark, pal. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Bye.